Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's go into the first game on Friday night. This is a fascinating one. Storm up against the West Tigers, who fought hard against the Bulldogs, but were really rudderless for basically 76 minutes of that game. The Storm have been so un-Storm-like. However, they get Xavier Coates back, but most importantly, they get Cam Munster back and all that he brings. It's down there in Melbourne as well. The downside to that, Jerome Hughes out for a couple of weeks after challenging at the judiciary last night. They've got Jonah Pezet that's probably going to come in and play in that position for the Tigers. Massive changes here. I don't know why they put Wakeham in the 6 jersey. Just put him in the 7 jersey because that's what he's going to be doing. Luke Brooks is named 7, but he'll play 6 type role. And Adam Dwayhe back to fullback. Isaiah Papali'i is back as well. Interesting game, Tristan.
Very tricky game to get a read on. And we've priced up $1.33 Melbourne, $3.30 the Tigers, 8.5 is the line in from 9.5. And as you say, all that positivity with Munster back, but then we lose Jerome Hughes, who I think is equally as important as Munster. So it's such a tricky scenario. There's still a bit of doubt over a couple of those big forwards as well. And then we see Dane Laurie slot back in on the bench. We see Papali'i back in too as well. So the Tigers look dreadful there for the vast majority of the game. They scored some points late, which is probably a combination of maybe the Bulldogs switching off, maybe that hot weather really catching up. So does that inflate that performance? The Storm, they look good for parts against the Titans, but then at other moments in that game, they look very, very, very ordinary. So back at home, they're obviously going to improve, but geez, I certainly don't have the confidence in the Storm to bounce back like I have in previous years. So I think this will give us a good read on both of these sides if the Storm can at least be competitive and bounce back a little bit, or if the Tigers are completely shot.
Jimmy, do you think Dwayhe is a fullback? For mine, there's a question mark about the calf, and he still looked a little short on movement last week. I would be playing him at 4 and having Laurie at fullback.
I could accept that. The other thing is, I think he's a 5. I think he could play 5/8, but it'd be very important who his 7 is. So yes. The 7 with Brooks doesn't work because that's Brooks. Brooks does not run a game. Wakeham and Dwayhe could actually work. And
you agreed.
Yeah, and you could put Brooks at 14. Now that I'd go, yep, okay, I could work with that. Fullbacks, probably not his best option, but they're slotting him in there for whatever reason.
The positive you suggest about Wakeham, which I agree with, is that he does straighten things up. He does try and play direct. I think he takes that pressure off to let Brooks play a little wider. I mean, everybody talks about the two of them playing together. I mean, realistically, Tim Sheens is anchored into playing a 6 and a 7 on either side of the ruck for most of the play. But if that's the case, then Wakeham needs to see a lot more of the ball. Papali'i back is certainly key. I thought Bateman was okay last week. I mean, he had patches that shows that, he's a competitor. He makes things happen. He changes moments in the game. Should well have scored there at one stage as well.
Mm. If that ball bounces the other way, I think that completely changes the whole complex of that game. It was something that was a mercurial move, and just the way the Tigers are going, the bounce went the wrong way, and I think that completely changes everything in how that game unfolds.
You know what happened there? I reckon the first kick, it bounces perfectly for him, but he was locked into, I'll kick it again. It bounced. Yeah. He had to raise his knee to kick. Yeah. If he takes it there, he scores, but just one of those things. They were woeful. They were atrocious.
Yeah,
the 76 minutes of the game. They would just.
Gee, the worry about the Storm, though, Jimmy, is they just are not like the Storm of the last 10 years. And all of that change of their list in the off-season and then all of these injuries and still being now with our Pappenhausen, Hughes, and Nelson is still a big loss for them. And a number of these guys that are just not aiming up. I would not be surprised that the young kid that you've mentioned many times over recent weeks, Jimmy, is it Falvalongo?
Well, he's outside the 30, so he's going
to... Oh, is
to, Well, they'd have to ask for dispensation, but they'd get it. Like if anyone asks the NRL, hey, can we put this kid in? They go, of course.
Because this is the first week that they've actually named him at 21.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether he comes in and Meaney moves into the halves and or they play the young fellow who was very good last week off the bench. But, you know, I think at the moment Bellamy's a little bit beside himself trying to get their attitude and their defence right. Their record at home, their last six games, they have not covered the line. But the Tigers' record against the Storm was atrocious. I don't like their form line. I think the Storm win. Gee, if it got under eight at 7.5, I'd probably have an interest in the Storm. I just think that they're on the way of aiming up and there's more about what they're doing I like. But I'm glad the game's at 6 o'clock on a Friday.
In reality, the Bulldogs should have led 32-0 at halftime. Like when you think about the six they got was an poor old Maxi King.
Yeah.
Hasn't been like he's been excellent, but he didn't do a lot of passing in the offseason by the looks of things. But anyway, so I'll tell you what caught my attention this morning in News Limited Press, a quote from Tim Sheens talking about Luke Brooks. In real terms, form comes and goes. He was tossed around last year like a rubber ball in a washing machine. Would love to get the thoughts of one Michael Maguire from the Canberra Raiders on that comment to see his thoughts. I just thought they were really struggling. I agree. I thought Bateman was near enough of their best player, which is extraordinary given the preparation that he's had and says a lot about what the Tigers have been doing. And the Melbourne Storm, I'm anticipating a comeback. I think Munster's huge because he's really a barometer of, if you talk about the five most important players that have to get on the field, you've got your spine and Nelson. So you've got no Nelson, you've got no Jerome Hughes, you've got no Pappenhausen. But of all of those, Grant included, Munster is the one that can get a response from the team. So I'm anticipating that. Storm, head-to-head, Storm, I'll take them at the -8.5. You're okay, Jared? You're not interested in a...
Just, all right. Keeping my powder dry for the moment, Jimmy.
Fair enough.